Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon, the podcast in a virtual genie bottle. And I am your host, groove mistress, and spiritual advisor, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jennifer or Jen, and I am happy to have you here and to be here with you. You know, this keeps getting to be more fun. We got so many great guests that have been on and so many cool guests coming. You know, last week we had Chrissy Raz, a drummer in L.A., and she's going to come back soon with the rest of her band or bands. She's in a band called Cougars, one called Totally Go-Go's, which is a go-go tribute band. One is called Femme Halen, a Van Halen tribute band. And let me tell you, if you were here last week, and I think we went out, I played a little bit of the Femme Halen. Wow. These ladies aren't joking. They are legit. They are just magnificent. They've got the sound, the move, the energy, the David Lee Roth squeal, everything. They've got it going on, and they are just astounding. And if they don't move you, you're not alive, you know. So anyway, I look forward to having them back very soon. And also coming up soon in a couple of weeks, let's see, who have we got? Well, you know what? Mitchell Levy, he's a publisher. He's a business advisor. He's called the Aha Guy. He's going to be on December 10th. He was on about this time last year. He'll be back on. Then Rod Pyle, who works for the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory and has several books out of space. And so Rod Pyle is going to be on. And I'm especially excited about that because, you know, I've always been interested in space exploration. And last night I attended a dinner. It's my third year attending this event. Several groups come together, but the main groups that sponsor it are Society of Satellite and Space, or Society of Space and Satellite Professionals, also Audio Engineering Society, and several other groups that have to do with either broadcast or space exploration or film and video. But they have a big Christmas party or holiday party every year, and just being around people who have worked in the industry for so long and just that kind of just the stuff that they work with, the creativity, and just, I don't know, that just gives me a lot of energy and inspiration. I don't know about you, but when I'm around a place where I feel like people are creative and have something going on, something that they're working toward, it just gives me, I just do feel a physical boost as well as it gets my own, you know, mind going, like, you know, just a little kind of energized. So I'm definitely excited about that. Then next week on December 17th, we have August McLaughlin. If you don't know her, go check out her TED Talk. She was a former model, and she may still model. She's a musician, fashion model. She's from the States, from the Midwest, but she modeled in Paris. One time, she's a writer about women's health and sexuality. She has a couple of books, but her most recent is called Girl Boner. Yeah, you heard that right. B-O-N-E-R, Girl Boner. She has a podcast by the same name, also extremely popular. And I am so psyched to have August McLaughlin coming here to Madame Perry Salon on December 17th. So, yeah, stuff is getting more and more fun every day. Now, tonight is, the third or is it the fourth week of Talk About It Tuesday? That is where Tuesday night, I don't have a specific guest. You call in and tell me what you want to talk about, what's on your mind. We've had a lot of fun folks call in, especially the first one with Marilyn Opitz, my favorite makeup artist from Biba Girl Beauty, and my friend Alan Brasington, who is, he owns a marketing firm, and he's also a comic and just he's a fabulous host, too. And also Peter G, an animator friend of mine, who is all those people are just a party in themselves, and that was fun. So tonight, you tell me what you want to talk about. Now, I've got some new music tonight, too. You know, I've always got something. I love finding new music, musicians I haven't heard of. I used to be kind of a snob and only listen to certain things, and then once I started checking out other musicians, I thought, what kind of a knucklehead have I been? Look what I've been missing. So I love finding new music, good new music, and bringing it to you. Tonight I'm going to be playing some brand new music from Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. There's some rockers out of Liverpool, and these guys are quite on the go. They're on radio a lot in England and Europe, and they're going to be touring over here. They've been taken under the wing of one of those Gallagher boys from Oasis, and that's been helping them a lot and getting them on the road more. Also, a guy that he's not new to the scene. He's not new to performing and writing, but he's new to me. His name is Todd Barrow. He's from Texas, right here in my beloved USA, and he's a country artist, and he is dynamite. So, and he's getting a lot of attention, too. He's been on some great morning shows, TV morning shows, as well as on touring, and his music is being played by several stations, terrestrial as well as satellite stations. So I'm going to be playing something from Todd Barrow. And you know what? It gets even better. I may have Todd Barrow in the studio here in just a little bit to talk to us, and that's pretty cool as well. So if you've got something you want to talk about, the number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. You know, a lot of people are getting all ready for the holidays. You've been through Thanksgiving and coming up are things like Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. And then, of course, after that is New Year's and people having parties. I hear a lot of this is the time of year when you hear a lot of advertising for not just for gifts, you know, what to buy, what to get. And then you see advertising or you hear it for, hey, do you have guests coming over for holidays? Well, it's time to get some new blinds or new drapes or new carpet. So you have to practically redecorate or remodel your house to get ready. And I understand that. But it's like this. No wonder people feel under so much pressure. There's pressure to buy, to give, and then pressure to get your house up to a certain standard if you're going to entertain, and then not to mention the food you're going to cook and buy. And there's a lot of work, and a lot of people really get into the spirit of decorating and cooking and having family and friends together, which is wonderful, and that's such a joy. However, it's also good just to have some quiet times and help some people out. I've been had to spend some time lately, well, not personally, I mean, not as a patient, but in a hospital and nursing home rehab facilities visiting some people. And Sunday I was at one, and some school kids came in and went through and did Christmas caroling. By school kids, I mean they were probably, I don't know, maybe around, you know, 10, maybe 8, 10, 12 years old went around. And I know that the people who were there really enjoyed it. And think about the people who were stuck in somewhere. So, yeah, if you got something, you don't have to be the very best in your field. But you got a little something you can do, tell a story or sing a song or just go around and bring a little entertainment to people in a hospital or nursing home or assisted living or something like that. They love it. They're happy to see you. It's an appreciative audience. And yes, it's definitely one of those things where you do feel you got something back right in here, right in your heart. It gives you a boost too. So anything you want to talk about, 646-716-9922. And of course, sometimes there are people who have a question or a comment and they can't talk about it. So what they'll do is they'll just send me a message through Facebook, for either through the Madam Perry Salon page or on Jennifer Mott at Perry page. Yeah, do that too. Just send me a message that about what your question is. You know, whether you your phone's not working or you're at work and can't make a phone call or something, just go ahead and message it in, and look forward to that. So I think right now, while you're thinking what you want to talk about, thinking that I'd like to go ahead and play some new music by Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. You know, I've been playing their music for about 3 years on this show, and I am just so proud of how their career just keeps on going and keeps on going. So, and I think they're going to be in the States. They're going to be in the States next year in 2019. They're going to be in the U.S., and that will be fun. So here's one from their new album, and this is called Turn Me On, Turn Me Out Tonight.
Let me tell you about the things I'm gonna try when I find my way across this town tonight. In my imagination, I have found my destination. I believe it's time to put things right. I have come a long, long way to catch your smile, and the ground beneath my feet rolls up a mile. In my imagination, there is no hesitation. Turn me on, turn me out
Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. Turn me on, turn me out tonight. Yeah, baby. Oh, I just love those guys. And maybe you have some books, some authors, some artists, musicians whom I have not heard of yet that you'd like to, that you think should be on Madam Perry Salon. You can always let me know. You can message me or call me. And another thing I think people are talking about right now, it's cold. Well, kind of cold. I don't know. I'm in the South where, you know, we could think we're going to freeze to death one day and then we could be in, you know, t-shirts a couple of days later. But it's cold. So it's like winter's finally upon us. So what do you do? Do you have some favorite winter sports that you're into that you follow? or that you enjoy, I don't know, that you just enjoy playing. With me, my winter sports are about the same as my summer sports, which is playing frisbee and tennis ball with the dogs. And, yeah, that's going to keep me busy for a long for a long time, especially with my younger dog, Tybee. He's got more energy than I can handle by age, but that's my boy. So, what kind of showbiz news is everyone interested in? I know that there was the wedding of Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. That was just obviously stunning. The bride, of course, is gorgeous anyway, but the something about, you know, the Indian weddings, they just seem so resplendent with color and tradition. The way everyone dresses and everyone gets involved is so exciting. Priyanka's dresses were just absolutely stunning, and that would have been fun to be at. I'm sure the food was fabulous. Now, another thing that people often ask me about too is there's a lot of authors that come on the show, and a lot of authors that I interact with on social media. And many people know that my profession is I own a publicity firm, and I specialize in entertainment publicity. And by that, I usually mean, you know, it's book, mostly authors, their books, musicians. And interestingly enough, a lot of people ask me, or they'll complain, or they'll, you know, not really complain, but they'll be very upset saying, well, I wrote a book and nobody's bought it. You know, what am I going to do? Nobody wants my book. And they get all depressed. You know, and then I ask them, well, what have you done to promote your book? Well, I wrote a book and I tell some people about it. But the thing is, think about all the books that you've bought and think about why you bought them. And it's because you either knew you already liked the author, or you found out about them somehow. And I tell them, you know, people can't buy your book until they know about it. And then I had one woman, actually she was a tax preparer, and she said, well, my husband wrote a book. Sometimes he's on a podcast, and after the podcast is over, we check to see how many books he sold. And go, well, you know, people don't always buy the book right away. Maybe they just write it down, make a note of it, so that next time they're shopping or getting ready to order books online, they'll remember. Now, sometimes I've been on the road or traveling, maybe for to go see my clients for events that I've set up in other states, or sometimes if I'm speaking at an event somewhere else. And during my travel, I'll listen to the radio, and I'll listen to interviews of authors, or I read magazines, or I watch television, and, you know, just the way you normally discover something new. And so I'll listen to, maybe I'm driving across, I don't know, Louisiana or somewhere, or Mississippi, and I'll hear an interview of an author, and there's a couple of times when I've just been enchanted by the author and the whole story they tell and about their books. And so I know I'm going to get the book, but of course I can't get it until I get to a stopping place or sometime later. Two of these were the guy who, Stephen Tobolowsky, and his book Dangerous Animals Club. And if you don't know Stephen Tobolowsky, the actor, everyone I think has seen the movie Groundhog Day, and he played Ned, the insurance guy, on Groundhog Day. And that is, so the book Dangerous Animals Club starts off, the club is something he and his friends have when they're about 9 years old or 10 years old, and they've got a mission to collect every dangerous animal they can come up with, whether it's a tarantula, you know, snake or whatever. They've got to, you know, somehow find and trap and collect these dangerous animals. And it's hilarious. And then it goes on beyond that until, you know, as he's growing up and other hilarious adventures. But then, of course, you know, maybe you can't always get on the radio to be heard. But, you know, there's lots of, I mean terrestrial radio. But there are a lot of podcasts, a lot of satellite radio and places where you can get booked on as a guest and talk about your work, about your book, or about your music. And you can also, you also have to submit your books to magazines or newspapers or reviewers so they can review them, or bloggers to and bloggers to write about them or review them. And that's how people, you know, that's just some of the ways that people find out about you. So you can't just write a book and then expect people to line up and tell them, you know, you've got to get out there. And you've got to take your book to the people. You got to let them find out about it if they're going to buy it. And, of course, one way is if you hire a publicist, a person like me. That's one thing I do for clients. You know, I get them interviews on the radio, on television, in newspapers and magazines and so forth. Or I get them personal events booked, like book. I don't like to say book signings. I like to say author events, because we make them very interesting to draw people to the table. You can't sit behind a chair with a stack of books. I'm sitting in a chair behind a table with a stack of books and expect people to line up and say, oh, you wrote a book. Oh, please let me buy it. You got to give them a reason to get excited and come on and do it. But I also have a book, you know, Sell Your Books Today, where I teach you how to do it yourself. But I'm always happy, though, if you ever want to call up and ask questions, I am happy to let you know how to do it yourself, because if you've taken all the time and work to write a book or to create music, if you're a musician and you write music, you perform it, you record it, you work on it, you woodshed it, you perfect it, you want people to know, and they, you know, they can't buy it again or come to see you if they don't know about it. So that's a lot of work, and you should be proud of your work, and you certainly deserve to feel proud of yourself and let people know about it. So get out there, be proud of your work, show it to people. Now, another new musician I was finding, as I said before, you know, I am loving the fact that I've quit being a snob about music and learning all kinds of new musicians and music that I never would have thought I'd like. And I'm crazy about them now. And it's gives me new music to work out to get up and listen to when I'm working. And I like pretty much every kind of music. Okay, like gangster rap, not so much. But I like a lot of other kinds of music. And okay, sometimes opera can be a little hard for me to grab onto. But still, I like a lot of music. And I've got another new person. Well, he's not new. A lot of people know this guy. He has a lot of fans, and he's out there working hard, and his career is definitely on the rise. But I'm bringing him to Madame Perry Salon for the first time, and I am so excited. This guy is a Texan. I had a lot of cousins in Texas, and I have went out there once to set up an event for a client in Austin, and there's just something, there's a different kind of magic. There's a different kind of place about Texas. It has its own excitement and energy and creativity. So I want to bring in a musician, and right here inside the genie bottle, and I hope he'll come in, sit down, make himself comfortable, so I can introduce you to Todd Barrow. Todd, welcome to Madame Perry Salon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
I am delighted to have you here. And this is just getting to listen to your music and read about you and learn about you is very exciting. How long have you been playing?
You know, I started when I was 5 years old, starting to deal with music.
Wow.
Basically on the piano. And my mother had a big influence in my life, singing around the house, cleaning the house, singing. And they were very musical people. And of course, we started with vinyl records, you know, and would hear it almost every evening playing something. And it just got me excited. got me excited about music.
You know, I'm going to say right there, you were raised right. And I say that because I have noticed, you know, I grew up in Atlanta, and I know that there are a lot of places where people can hear live music, or people whose, especially kids whose families have either play music or they just have friends that play who just love going to hear live music. And the kids grow up with that being a normal thing to go out and hear bands or go to festivals or, you know, outdoor shows and stuff. And I think one of the values of that, Todd, in my opinion, is that these kids learn to realize that good music and music you enjoy is not necessarily just what you hear on the radio and see on TV.
I agree with that. Yes, absolutely.
Because I remember having a friend years ago that I worked with, and she said, she was talking about the singer, I'm sure you've heard, Eva Cassidy. And she was saying, mm-hmm. I can't believe, I know I've probably seen her several times playing in Decatur, Georgia, but I can't believe I saw her and didn't buy an album. I said, well, you know, you believe it or not, you've been programmed to think that if they were good, they wouldn't be selling them out the trunk. You know, or if it's on the radio, it must be good. It's on the radio,
right.
You know, whereas
right.
that's
right.
not necessarily true.
That's true. Hey, I agree. Oh, my God. I just love talking to you already. I feel like we know each other. It's like amazing. Absolutely. You know,
yeah,
So
I make sense to you, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Total. I mean, we're on the same wavelength right now. It's just dynamic.
Yeah, and that's
absolutely.
Why I say, to me, it might sound silly, but to me, that's a mark of good parenting, is getting your children out to enjoy things. I know as a kid, I think my dad loved country music, my mom was a rocker, but I remember going
mm-hmm.
out and seeing, you know, as a kid, they would take me out to see people, and I'd see people like at these fairgrounds. I was a kid, but you'd go see Brenda Lee
mm-hmm.
or somebody. At the country events, and then my mom would take me, like they would be at the grocery store, at the local shopping center, somebody would just set up a bandstand, there'd be some bands doing, you know, covers of 60 music there, so my mother would drag us all there, and but then now so many people write their own music, so people, some kids are hearing, you know, indie artists, and
mm-hmm.
not just, you know, cover bands, but they're hearing original music coming from different places, and I think I was just wondering the other day, I see so many younger people I'll find on YouTube that are playing different instruments and writing the music and looping, and I keep thinking, where did this this is fantastic, this whole phenomena of it.
You know, I think a lot of this generation are hungry for a different heartfelt sound. You know, I listen to, you know, Bob Seger. You know,
mm-hmm.
take the Rutgers off the shelf. You know,
yeah.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. You know, and I think they're searching for something that's going to really satisfy that hunger or something, that thirst or something inside of them. You know, in music, and we as artists have to give that to them. We have to give better music to our generation. Absolutely.
I really like what you just said. That really resonates with me. Yes, they're looking for something different, something more heartfelt. Bob Seger, yes, he said it right. And he ain't got the same soul. And I think even Todd Rundgren had a song called Soul Brother where he said about how people will get up and the song talks about how people nowadays get up and maybe they'll wave their hands in the air, they'll squeal or they'll grab their crotch.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, but that's, he goes, oh,
right.
Does that make their mom and daddy proud? You know, and then he says, but they put all these sounds, mix them in a bowl, but they forgot to add a bit of soul, you know, whatever
you
happened
go.
To the soul.
It's so true. And I preach this everywhere I go, every interview I do, you know, whenever I'm asked about, you know, where's music headed, and it just astonishes me that we've settled for such sappy, you know, bubblegum music that mm-hmm. is just marketing, you know, for people to buy stuff, but it never really resonates within that person's life or gives them anything to go off from and give them direction. And it just drives me nuts. I just got to tell you that my heartbeat. Go ahead.
It's pitiful, but yeah. Now you, like I said, I've learned some things about your career after I listened to your music, and of course, you're doing some pretty high profile stuff. I mean, you were on morning show there in Texas. I forget the name of it now.
Good Morning
and
Texas with.
Good Morning Texas, yes. Because mm-hmm. I know whenever I've booked clients on a morning show on a major affiliate like Good Morning Texas, you know, I always tell them, now listen, this is a big deal. People watch this. People notice mm-hmm. this. And the people who create the show, you know, if they like you and you do well, they'll certainly have you back and recommend you to other people. You know, so that's a pretty cool thing to be on. But now tell me about with country music, tell me, what do you see as the evolution or changes in country music today as opposed to before now, previous?
Yeah, it's interesting. And I talk to, you know, all kinds of people in the business daily, engineers, publicists, producers, musicians, record labels, I mean, you name it. They're searching. I'm going to tell you right now, they're searching. And my heartbeat or the feeling that I have is, and I've been trying to tell these so-called powers that be, you know, that the true heart of country music is getting back to the basics. It's getting back to where, you know, artists like Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash and, you know, even back to the blues and rock of Elvis Presley, that they gave what they had because they wanted to give it. There was something there that was special. There was a dynamic. There was a connection. And today's music, I feel, is just not. It just doesn't have that. It's just so populated and trying to, you know, with the analytics and trying to move the needle a little bit, but yet not reaching the people. You know, people that want to hear good music, people that want to be touched, people that want to be, you know, they want to be right there with you and go, yeah, I understand what you're saying. That story, that means something to me. That touches me. It's my, and so that's where I'm trying to bring things back to with this battle going on in Nashville and Texas. And it's just insane to try to bridge the gap. But I'm trying to do that.
Oh, that's a good question. That reminds me of something else I want to ask you. But yeah, but talking about the song, the songs had stories. They had meaning. They, to me, I never realized this until, and this was maybe, I don't know, it could have been 20 years ago. I remember hearing an interview on, if you've ever listened to Terry Gross on NPR's Fresh Air, and she was interviewing Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm. There you
and
go.
She's talking about the song, you know, she's talking about the depth and beauty and feeling the pain and the beauty in the lyrics of the song, mm-hmm. If We Make It Through December.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
And I had never, ever paid attention to his lyrics before, you know. And then but hearing her interview him and talk about that, and you realize what the song is about, you know, and the struggles that people go through. I thought that's just the heart and soul of just emotion and what people are working toward and what challenges they go mm-hmm. through. And that made me mm-hmm. step back and start listening to Merle a lot more.
He's amazing. Yes. Merle Haggard is iconic. Absolutely. One of the best. Absolutely. Love him.
Yeah. When you think about, well, you're talking about the difference between, you know, Nashville and Texas. Is there a big difference in their contribution to country music on the scene, or maybe how they approach it?
There is right now. Most of Texas music is geared towards red. We call it red dirt music. which is just a really, it's back to the days of outlaw country, going back to, you know, music that's, you know, ready to bring a different presence and bring a different identity to what's happening in real life. And a lot of Nashville stuff is geared towards more pop, you know, more mainstream, more, you know, getting you to the place of maybe, I want to say Lady Gaga kind of thing, a flair. But in Texas, they're wanting to cut back from that. They want to kind of, you know, refrain from that and be more people oriented, down, you know, getting down to the town you live in, what's happening in that town, you know, what's Sue Ellen doing these days, what's Bob doing these days, what's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's more of a real people kind of connection to happen, which I love. But I understand Nashville's point of view too as well, and I get calls from labels and stuff and saying, hey, what do you think about this? And, you know, can you send us some of your material? Can we kind of process some of it? Maybe make it commercial. You know, there's just this real battle going on, a real struggle, and people try to, I want to say people, but executives and people in positions of publicity want to put you in a category, and that's what you are. You know, they don't want to say, you know, yes or no. They want to put you in a category, and they'll say, that's what that is. And yeah, we can use that. We can, you know, make a Nike commercial out of it or something, you know. It's insane. And I just keep trying to come back to these people, and I'm like, can't we just make good music? Can't we just make good country music that people love and are attracted to, and go from there and keep moving on? But oh, it's a very, very intense, I would say, walking the line. And there's a lot of radio stations, they won't play your stuff. You know, if you're not Nashville, they won't play it. You know, if you're not Texas, they won't play it. It's crazy.
Isn't it weird how prejudice tends to go in so many different areas? I mean, so many different ways.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Even though we're supposed to be more enlightened today, that people will still do that. Oh, I don't know, not from there. Or,
right. Yeah. I mean, if you're, you know, and of course if you deal with Europe, that's a whole nother ball game. You know, dealing with New Zealand and Australia and the UK, and there's all kinds of different navigating through waters that you have to go to. and if you don't have friends, you know, that'll go, you know what, I like that, I'm gonna play that, I'm gonna direct people to it. Which, thank God, I have good friends all over the world that are just, they're tired of it, and they're just like, your music sounds great, I'm playing it, you know. So yeah. Well, it's interesting.
Well, I'm impressed with your music, but also your career. And by the way, this would be a very good time to tell people your website and how to find it.
Okay, great. Yes. It's toddbarrowmusic.com. If you go to that's my website, toddbarrowmusic.com. You can find all the information in my biography and where I'll be playing next, and my music's available as well. Thank you so much.
And also, for people who listen, let you know this too. I will find, if you're listening and you don't have a chance or don't have any way to write this down at the moment, I will have on all of my social media for Madam Perry and on Jen Perry or Perry Jen on Twitter, both accounts, as well as Facebook and everywhere, I will make sure to give you all of Todd Barrow's social media, his website address, his Twitter, everything I can grab hold of that says Todd Barrow and how to hear him or find out more about him, I will definitely be sharing it on all of my social media. So don't worry if you can't write it down right now. You know I'll have it out there for you. Tell me some of the most you're such a hardworking artist, and from what I'm reading and seeing, you're also rather your career is getting more and more exciting, and you're a very well respected musician by your peers as well as your fans. What have been some of the biggest highlights in your career?
Well, you know, one of the things that really got me started, and I have to get credit to my close friend Sonny Burgess, who is an incredible artist, and he's achieved so many goals in the country music business. Works closely with Charlie Pride, and he helped me understand the business. We met about a year ago, and started talking about, you know, where I should be and things that I could do to improve. And he's helped me in so many ways. And we were honored by the Ronald McDonald House of Fort Worth, Texas, to write a song that would sponsor their organization and Ronald McDonald Charities. And we wrote a song together called The House That Love Built. They brought in a producer from ABC. They filmed it. We recorded in a studio where Jewel records to do all the tracks and everything. But that was a turning point in my life, because and such a humble guy. And the thing that he mm-hmm. taught me too was this. He said, be humble. He said, number one, he said, have fun and enjoy what you're doing. He said, if you do those things, you'll be okay. He said, if you start to veer off that, you're going to be in trouble. And but I'm so thankful for my good buddy Sonny Burgess. He's a treasure in my life, and amazing artist, amazing country mm-hmm. country icon who's worked with the best in the business, and just been somebody I can go to and say, hey, I'm having trouble. Can you help me? And I think that a lot of artists they're not willing to do that. I think they think that if I ask for help, that's going to make me weak. But that's mm-hmm. not true. It's not true. It's only going to make you stronger. And if that could say anything to artists, please find you a mentor, find somebody who knows what they're doing and where they're headed that can help you along the way. But that changed my life, changed my whole career in music, and I'm just so thankful.
Yeah, it sounds like Sonny though was passing down what he got, because you know his career got going more after he got advice from record producer Sam Phillips.
Right. Yep.
And right. So like he had a mentor, and then he just believed in passing it down to the next generations, and which is to me that's the remark of a person of excellent substance.
Yep, absolutely. He is just salt of the earth, give you the shirt off his back, you know, and we're just good old boys, you know, we're just good old boys that with good hearts that want to do good, that want to bring the best that we can in the industry. Absolutely.
And you mentioned something about the writing a song about for the Ronald McDonald House. Is that I've read that that's a charity that which is very dear to you that you work for or support. Can you tell us about that, if you would?
Yeah, the Ronald McDonald House. Of course, they're all over the United States, and they're in Europe as well. And I had learned about this organization because there were kids that were needing to stay in hospitals. There were hospitalized children that had illnesses. Parents didn't have the money or the means to stay anywhere near where the hospital was. And they needed support. They needed people that could gather around them and give them a place to live, place to eat, place to, you know, just really showing a lot of love and support for these families in need, helping families in need. So I thought, you know what? What would be a better organization to get involved with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what better purpose in life than to give back? And that's what Sonny and I would talk about. We'd have some meetings with all these people, and we'd be walking together, and he'd be like, you know, artists should be giving back with what they have. They need to support things going on that are for a good cause. And I said, I absolutely agree with you. And that opened up this opportunity to get involved with this organization, and which I'm just blown away by. And so every time I'm in a McDonald's, you know, and I see that little thing, it says Ronald McDonald Charities, man, I'm giving to it, you know. And but writing the song was a process. We took words from staff members, from families, from kids. We put it all together and made it a song. It became so important that they wanted to do a video and broadcast it and make it aware. There's country stations that play it, still play it, and say, you know, let's support the Ronald McDonald House. So I love it. It's one of my favorite charities to give back to for families and kids.
I like that too. I like I just said too here, if you're listening, the Twitter is Barrow Todd, Instagram is Todd Wayne Barrow, and I love this. Facebook, Cowboy Rock and Roll. I like it. Well, this,
yeah, it's a little bit rock and roll in me.
I know I've probably kept you a lot longer than I was supposed to.
Oh, absolutely,
and I know,
not. Anytime.
Okay.
Anytime.
And I know you've got a lot of things to do, but I just want to say, I want to ask you a question. Todd, are you ready?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. You know, we're getting to the end of the year, and maybe sometime after the new year, when you've got time, I would love to just have you come back and just devote an entire show to you and your music. Would you do that?
I sure would. Yes.
Yay!
You bet. You set it up. We'll do it.
Okay. Great. I'll be in touch with your people. And
okay.
Great. I just like to have a show just all to you, because I knowing your music and reading about you and checking out your site and getting to know you is one thing, and then talking to you in person. Yeah, definitely want you on here. Well, Todd Barrow's new album is called Texas Country Nation.
Uh huh. Yep, that's it.
And
Texas Country Nation.
Todd, I'm gonna. Pardon me.
Yes, Texas Country Nation. That's right. You got it.
All
absolutely.
Right. And so, Todd, I think I kept you a lot longer than I told you I would. I kind of kept you in some OT here, but I just really enjoyed talking with you. So you got
to
come back.
I enjoy talking to you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I sure will. It's a great show.
And so come
I love
back.
It.
Love to have you
I
here.
Sure will.
And so
thank you
I'm
so much
say
for
goodbye.
Having me.
I'm going to say goodbye to Todd. And then, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. And then I'm going to say, Todd, thanks. I think you're fantastic, and really enjoy you. I think you're bringing something very exciting and fresh and genuine to the music scene. And look forward to more work from you, more music. I look forward to having you back. And so I'm going to say goodbye. But, folks, I'm going to be playing. Next up is Todd's song, Just Like Whiskey, from Texas Country Nation. Todd, we love you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, folks. Todd, just like whiskey.
Every guy's head spins when you walk in, looking around this bar like you lost something. They can't see you're looking for me. I smile and shake my head, but don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
When your brown eyes lock on mine, they'll see the truth. You and me are strong as moonshine, and your kiss is the proof. You're like a shot of top shelf bourbon that calms my mind. Sweet smile outshines the brightest neon light. When I go numb from your warm touch, till my feet can't feel the ground, you know I stay stoned on your love. You always get to me, just like with me. Sitting right here with you in this corner booth, I'm lost in your red lips and the words they're saying. And my mind takes me back in time. We were in our teens and found a love worth making. Just you and me, Johnny Walker and a million stars. Those nights were full of the good stuff. That's what you are. You're like a shot of top shelf bourbon that calms my mind. Sweet smile outshines the brightest neon light. And I go numb from your warm touch, till my feet can't feel the ground. You know I stay stoned on your love. You always get to me. It cuts the edge off a long, hard day. Your love chases my cares away. You're like a shot of top shelf bourbon that calms my mind. Your sweet smile outshines the brightest neon light. And I go numb from your warm touch, till my feet can't feel the ground. You know I stay stoned on your love. You always get to me. Now I stay stoned on your love. Girl, you still get to me. Just like we.